Well, Alexia, here we are. Time to get our weekend on. And I gotta ask, are you gonna get your weekend on with a yeehaw this weekend?
If you're talking about the Cowboy Days
Yeehaw!
event, I unfortunately will not be able to attend, but I have been to it in the past,
It's a lot of
and
fun.
yeah, it's a great event. So that's taking place this weekend. And what's special about this Cowboy Days event is that Josh Greider will
This is
be.
the first time they've had a performance, isn't it?
I believe
I
so,
don't think they've had
yeah.
performances before because I've gone in years past
Yeah.
with my kids, and it's usually been a daytime event. You go out, there's activities for the kids, there's lots of things to do, but I never, as far as I can remember, have they had a nighttime performance.
Yeah, I think that this will be the first time that they've done anything like this. And what's neat about it is that Josh Greider is actually from Las Cruces originally, so he'll be coming back to perform in his hometown.
Now, this takes place at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. It's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Now, the concert is Saturday at 7, right?
Yes.
Okay, and there are ticket prices for the concert because during the day for the Cowboy Days admission, it's only $5, but for the concert, there is a price.
Yeah, for the concert, it's going to be $19.90 for adults, but age 10 and under getting free.
Okay, great. They'll have a chuck wagon cooking, blacksmithing, wood carving, pony rides, and gunfight reenactments. So this should be a lot of fun happening. Cowboy Days featuring a concert by country music's Josh Greider at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. All right, ballet time.
Yeah, there's going to be a ballet performance at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. It's called Scarlet, and it's by the company Ballet 58, which is a Chicago-based company. And they've been here in the past, but it's been a while. This is the first time they've been here since 2015. And what's interesting about this performance is it's kind of a ballet film hybrid. It contains everything from choreography, music, film elements, and spoken words. So it's a little unique.
It makes it interesting because, I tend to get a little distracted when I go to plays and things like that. But this
Yeah.
sounds like it's going to have a lot of different elements that will keep you focused on different things going on.
Yeah, perfect if you have ADD.
Yeah, okay. And it takes place at the New Mexico State University's Atkinson Recital Hall at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. There's an art show taking place that looks fascinating. It's by a nationally renowned artist who happens to be local.
Yeah, he's a watercolorist, and his name is Robert Highsmith. And he's going to be having a one-man show beginning Saturday, March 3rd, with an artist reception from 1 to 4 p.m. at Cutter Gallery. And if you do miss the reception, the show is going to run through the first week of April, so you'll have plenty of chances to go see his artwork.
Now, he is an award winner, received over 100 awards, including New Mexico Governor's Award for Excellence. So this takes place Saturday, but it continues through the first week of April. Now, let's get out and about. Weather seems to be cooperating somewhat. What's going on with the Back by Noon outing?
Yeah, there's going to be a Back by Noon outing on Saturday at 8 a.m., and that's being hosted by the Southwest Environmental Center. They host regular outings, and this one is to Aiden Crater. So it sounds like it should be pretty cool. It's an extinct shield volcano in Las Cruces, and it's part of the Organ Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument.
So this is a 2 mile trek. It's round trip to the crater rim where you can see some lava flows and get a panoramic view of the Portillo Mountains.
Yes, and it's rated as moderate to strenuous, the hike. So if you're planning to go, it might be good if you have a little bit of experience under your belt. And they do recommend making reservations in advance.
Okay, so guaranteed to be back by noon. Let's talk about science, X-rays. Boy, do I have lots of X-rays over my lifetime.
Really?
Yes, well, my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dentist X-rays, lots of
Yeah,
them.
I've had plenty of those too. So on Saturday, Community members will have the opportunity to learn about the technology of x-rays, CT scans, and MRIs, and that's from 11:45 a.m. to 12:45 p.m., and admission is free, so that's always nice. And it's a family event where you can go and look through an x-ray lens and learn about the mechanics of x-rays. So it sounds pretty interesting.
Okay, this takes place at the Museum of Nature and Science, which is in downtown Las Cruces. So if you happen to go to the farmer's market, do a little bit of shopping, and then go check this out.
Yeah, works out perfectly.
Okay, Alexia, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, go out and enjoy your weekend.